Editor's note. Every week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. In addition OT activities coming up on Canada Day, this week, we're including the approval of a hotel on the Parliament Oak property, which was expected, but still created outrage among residents. Also not to miss are stories about councillors trying to find a compromise for the White Oaks development, the dedication of the new gateway on Queen Street, a discussion and change in policy about the region flying other nations' flags and recognizing them with colors lighting up a very visible region sign, and a lovely pride picnic organized by a 12-year-old. Also, local jazz pianist Paul Toby will perform Canada Day at Spirit in Niagara. And surprising in the amount of attention it garnered is the mention of dog-friendly restaurants in NOTL, repeated for dog lovers who may have missed it. Don't miss out on Simcoe Park, Fort George Celebrations Canada Day. There are activities for everyone at Simcoe Park, beginning at 11 a.m. and continuing until the cake walk at 3 p.m. The fun continues at Fort George, which offers free admission all day, and wraps up with fireworks. For details click here. Jazz pianist Paul Toby hosting Canada Day CD release party at Spirit in Niagara. Paul Toby to present music from his latest CD called It's Time, a collection of jazz standards and an original composition, at the Lakeshore Road Distillery July 1, beginning at 7 p.m., with a dinner option at 5 p.m. dinner option. Toby suggests a reservation for 5 p.m. for those intending to stay for the concert. Read about the release party here. Rain dampens grass, not spirits at Simcoe Park Pride Celebration. 12-year-old Soleil Chauncey delivers a message of positivity and acceptance at a Pride potluck party at the Queen Street Park's Bandshell last Sunday, as a way for youth to celebrate Pride Month. See story here. Neighbors' concerns about massive hotel outweighed by staff, council support. Staff recommendations would lead to loss at tribunal appeal, councillors said, and they were given no evidence that approving the hotel was the wrong decision. Residents were outraged at the majority of councillors' support. Read story here. Council sends Glendale high-rise proposal back to drawing board. NOTL councillors voted to look at ways to make a proposal for buildings up to 25 stories more acceptable in the neighborhood. Read the story here. Collaboration celebrated in dedication of new gateway. NOTL resident Jerry Kowalhik had thanks and praise for several people during a ribbon-cutting event that attracted more than 40 people to the entrance to the Heritage and Business District. Read about it here. Two NOTL restaurants make dog-friendly restaurant patios top 20 list. Niagara on the Lakes, the winery restaurant at Peller Estates, and Treadwell Cuisine are both featured on the nationwide list. Bricks and Barley, Tiara Restaurant and Z's Grill all make the top 100 outdoor dining list as well. Read the full story here. Niagara Region changes policy regarding flags, sign colors. The decision, which was approved with only two regional councillors voting against it, has met with opposition from Palestinian community members. Read the story of the council decision here.